This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that even amidst an atmosphere of global uncertainty, all experts across the world are certain about India's fast growth. Addressing the inaugural session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati yesterday, Prime Minister Modi said that the faith on India's growth is because of its large youth population, who are getting skilled at a very fast pace and leading innovations. The Prime Minister informed that his government is working on improvement of connectivity, infrastructure and also strengthening the local supply chains in the Northeast region. Prime Minister Modi said that Assam government also created an environment of ease of doing business and prepared best ever policies for industries and has set a target of becoming a 1.5 billion economy by 2030. Later in the day, addressing the session on advancing semiconductor horizons in Assam for Vikasit Bharat, Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw said that Assam will be the growth engine of India as the government is working on the ground for the development of this area. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah said that Madhya Pradesh government is leading the state on the path of progress by implementing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's mantra of development with the conservation of heritage. Mr. Shah was addressing the closing ceremony of the 8th Global Investor Summit held in Bhopal yesterday. During this summit, investment proposals worth around 30,77,000 crore rupees have been received.
मुझे पूरा विश्वास है जिस प्रकार की कार्य योजना मध्य प्रदेश सरकार ने बनाई है ये 30,77,000 करोड़ के एमओयू इसमें से महत्तम एमओयू जमीन पर उतरेंगे इतना ही नहीं एक बड़ी इंडस्ट्री के साथ एंसिलरी इंडस्ट्रीज जो कई सारी आती हैं जो इस एमओयू में समाहित नहीं है उसको भी मध्य प्रदेश में स्थापित करने का काम मध्य प्रदेश प्रशासन करेगा.
Mr. Shah said that the summit will help in making India a developed nation by 2047. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia yesterday interacted with newly inducted Assistant Provident Fund Commissioners of Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO. During the event, Dr. Mandavia also unveiled the new logo of Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay National Academy of Social Security of EPFO. Addressing the newly appointed commissioners, the Union Minister commended their hard work and perseverance, emphasizing that these qualities had led them to this milestone and should be upheld throughout their careers. He also highlighted the key attributes of success: commitment, dedication, integrity, creativity, and adherence to strong values and ethos. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has inspected the New Delhi Railway Station ahead of Mahashivratri today. Talking to reporters, Mr. Vaishnaw said that special arrangements have been made at the railway station for Mahashivratri. He said a holding area has been set up outside the station where all passengers can come to collect their tickets. The minister said after obtaining the ticket, the passengers will enter the platform in an organized manner. Mr. Vaishnaw said special trains are also being operated and two special trains have already departed for Prayagraj. He added that additional trains will be run as needed based on the requirements. A Delhi court yesterday awarded life imprisonment to former Congress MP Sajjan Kumar in a murder case related to the 1984 anti-Sikh riots. Special Judge Kaveri Bawaja pronounced the judgment for the murders of Jaswant Singh and his son Tarundeep Singh on November 1, 1984. Kumar was already serving a life sentence for another riot-related murder case and his appeal is pending in the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, BJP has said that this decision by the Delhi Rows Revenue Code is a relief for the victims after 35 years. Speaking to the media in New Delhi, party leader and Delhi Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa mentioned that individuals like Sajjan Kumar and others who held several posts had been roaming freely for many years. He expressed hope that other culprits would be punished soon. In Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Gujarat Giants by 6 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru yesterday. While batting first, Gujarat Giants scored 127 runs for 9 wickets and stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.